WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
There's an army that comes up here once every year. They come to the Northwoods to go hunting for deer. They come by the railroad, by car or by truck, all hoping and praying to get a big buck. Now it's a sight that's worth seeing, and it's darn hard to beat. It's like a circus parade coming down the main street. They sometimes get lost and sometimes get misled. These gay-hearted hunters, these guys dressed in red. Now you can find them all over, and you don't have to look far. In the stores or cafes or drinking at the bar, their talk is of hunting before going to bed. These gay-hearted hunters, these guys dressed in red. Now when the season is open, to the timber they go, all hoping and praying for a light fall of snow. For it makes good trekking, and it may bring them luck to go home successful with a very nice buck. But we all can't be lucky, for this we all know. Regardless of the weather, it may rain or may snow. But lucky or not, this is what I've heard said. They'll be back here next season, these guys dressed in red.
Yes, sir. Another edition of the Deer Hunters Roundup is underway here on WCQM Park Falls, 101.1 FM, WHSM in Hayward, and 105.5 WIRI in Nakusa. The staff has trimmed down just a little bit. Right now, it's just me and Austin. Put you in the camera there, Austin.
There we are.
There we are. How are we doing?
Certainly doing all right.
All right, all right. We're going to do our best to handle everything tonight, your emails. If you're going to communicate via email or something like that, wcqm@civicmedia.us. If you send in a message through the text line, we may or may not get to it, but the email is the best way, wcqm@civicmedia.us. We have a keyword. You think we're going to have problems spelling this one? What do you think, Austin?
Ooh, I'd be willing to bet money on it.
First of all, I want to give an apology to Camp Botulism because I made fun of them for the way that they were spelling their camp name last night. And actually, they had it a lot closer than I had it in my mind.
Joel was wrong.
For some reason, I was thinking there was a couple of C's. Like it was B-O-C-C-U-L-I-S.
Botulism?
Well, there's other words that have that in there. Maybe not. So my apologies to Camp Botulism. You were closer on the spelling than I was. Wasn't the first mistake I've made on the show. Won't be the last. Our phone number, by the way, if you're just tuning in for the first time this season, the number is different. If you call the standard line, you're going to get an answering machine. So 715-744-1006, 715-744-1006. Tomorrow night is prize night.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have a different hat for that one.
We got everything for tomorrow night. All the stuff we're giving away. We'll take a couple of calls to start out the show at 6 o'clock, but then probably about 6:30 tomorrow night, we will do all of the prizes, including the photo contest. Our judge has been notified that all photos have to be in. I have notified the judge that all photos...
Judge? Do we have a jury with it?
Just, well, only if she gets it. They get it really wrong. Then there may be a jury coming later. But so get those photos in by midnight tonight. All right. I can't guarantee it'll get it after that. It may or may not. But the judging will be done during the day tomorrow. Let's go back. Let's go to the lines and kick off the roundup tonight. You are on. Who's this?
This is Rob from the Nelson.
He's always right there on the gun right away. You know somebody at the phone company, don't you, Rob?
You got it.
All right.
Well, with how much we pay, we might just be part owners.
Yes, exactly. What's a good word at the Nelson camp there, Rob?
Well, I see my nephew RC got a nice little buck today.
Yeah, I put that on our photos already. It should be on the website already. Nice.
So congratulations to him. He's down by Owen Whitney today.
Yeah. Nice, nice. Always good to hear that.
And we didn't see nothing, unfortunately. But we had a nice walk in the woods today.
Yeah, was the wind much of a factor at all today?
Not too bad. It wasn't too windy down here by Bruce. So.
Yeah, a little better than yesterday. Still, temperatures didn't get much above, what, 8 or 10 or something like that?
Mm. Yeah, it was a little chilly, yeah.
Yeah, it was a little bit chilly. It's a good, mild way to put it there. No pun intended. All right, Rob. All right, are we going to hunt tomorrow? What are you doing tomorrow?
Yep, I'll be back out there again tomorrow and see what we can find.
Give her another shot, literally. All right. Very good, Rob. Thank you so much.
All right. You bet. Thank you, guys.
You bet. All your calls live on the Roundup. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
This here is Petey.
Petey, how we doing, Petey?
Well, I'm doing it right. You know, instead of deer hunting, my tiny had a bobcat tag, and we've been trying to catch a bobcat, and guess what we caught? We caught a bobcat instead of a deer.
There you go. All right. So did you catch him?
At least got something anyway.
All right. Did you catch him or did you shoot him?
Oh, no. He was in a trap. We did it all legally.
All right. You bet. You bet. So,
all right. Wait. You guys are doing an awesome job. You keep it up, okay?
All right, Petey.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. 744-1006-715. In front of that, you're on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hey, Joel and Austin, this is the Bugman.
Yeah,
calling from
there
the Bugman.
Ah, yes. Always like a breath of fresh air there, Bugman. How we doing today?
Doing good, Joel. Doing good. Enjoyed the sunshine. Mm-hmm. The cold really didn't get to me, and the wind seemed tolerable, so I thought I'd do something a little different and maybe get some different results.
Okay.
So I took a long walk. I was kind of sneak hunting, and I didn't see any deer.
Sneak hunting. Sneak hunting. You're going to sneak up on them, huh?
Sneak up and see them, and I only saw deer tracks on one side of the property line, so I don't know where the deer are.
All right.
And got home at dark, and of course, there were four does in my front yard again. I don't know what the gig is there, but
they know when you leave.
Take these does down.
Exactly. All right. Did you recover from all the Thanksgiving gorging that we did? Are we good on that?
Oh, yeah, very good. Mrs. Bugman made a delicious meal, and we enjoyed it. In fact, I had a turkey and stuffing and cranberry sandwich for lunch before I went out this evening.
Oh, yeah. I had a little turkey, mashed potatoes, and corn before I came in here. A little leftover stuff. Yeah.
Can't beat leftovers. Easy cookings.
Easy cooking and good eatings. You bet, Bugman. You bet. All right.
Okay. Gotta let you go. Talk to you tomorrow.
Good luck tomorrow out there. We appreciate you calling. 715-744-1006. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
This is Chungus from Camp Beaver Fever.
Camp Beaver Fever. And whereabouts is that?
In Park Falls, Wisconsin.
In Park Falls.
Hey, on the home front.
All right. And what was your moniker again? What'd you say? Chungus?
Yeah, Chungus.
Chungus. All right. What's happening out there?
I've got a three-pointer today.
You got a three-pointer today. Nicely done.
Nice.
All right. You say that so casually. Tell us a story. Where did it come from?
So there was some two does in the bay, and then they took off, and my dad saw a deer in the bay, and he looked at it with the binoculars, and he said it was a buck, and he told me to get the gun out the window, so I got the gun out the window. He wouldn't hold still, so I couldn't take the shot on him, and then I had to move the gun a lot, but then my dad had to whistle out the stand so I could shoot it, and he stopped, and then I shot it, and I got him.
And you got him. You got him. Just like,
ready?
Yep, just
aim.
Actual audio. And you got him. Nice three-pointer. All right. How far did you have to drag that thing out of the woods there, Chungus?
About 50 yards.
Oh, that's not too bad. That's pretty good dragging. All right, congrats to you. We'll put you in. You qualify for the youth gun, right?
Yep.
All right, congrats on the deer, and thank you for sharing with us.
Yep.
All right, more of the Roundup. I'm not sure this is going
to
work.
I'm going to step away real quick to set up her emails.
Yep, you're on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is Camp Hazelnut down in Brentwood.
Hey, Camp Hazelnut, how are you doing?
We are doing great. We've had the best buck killing year of our life.
Really? Really? What'd you guys get?
Captain Zimbo kicked her daughter out of the posting spot.
All right.
shot the big eight, and the Maple Mama shot a big nine.
Wow.
We just had all kinds of action.
Yeah, eight and a nine. Wow, kicking people out of stands. You got a lot going on down there.
Yeah, the mamas are kicking the daughters out of the stands, but all the women have been shooting them in the butt.
All right, you've been doing all right, all right. Whatever it takes.
And all of their husbands had to finish off their big buck, but we got two wall hangers.
All right. That's awesome. That is awesome. And are we back at it one more day tomorrow down there in Brentwood?
Oh, yeah. We're going to give her hard tomorrow. We might be hungover, but we're going to give her hard.
All right. What's the beverage of choice around there to celebrate tonight?
Anything and everything.
Anything anything and everything. I didn't see
a lot of blackberry brandy.
Oh, blackberry brandy. There you go. All right. Thank you for checking in. We appreciate you very much. Woo! That's very nice. I like that. Got a big crowd. How many you got there? How many you got?
It took about 40 to kill 2 bucks.
Took about 40 people. It sounds like you got a whole crowd. You surrounded it. For goodness gracious.
You want to hear them all yell?
Yeah.
Everybody yell! Wow.
That is very impressive.
We might have a new studio audience on
our
hands.
Yes, exactly. All right.
We got a lot. They're not much good, but we got a lot.
And we got a lot. All right, Camp Hazelnut, thank you for the call. Appreciate you very much.
All right, we'll talk to you next year.
All right, you betcha. 8 and a 9, pretty nice. You are on the Roundup. Who's this?
This is Ragnar from Camp Grandpa.
Hey, there he is.
Camp Grandpa.
I finally got through there, Austin.
Took you long enough.
You know this guy, I'm assuming, huh?
Oh, yes, I do.
All right. Speaking of knowing this guy, hey, kids, say hi to Austin.
There they are.
They are another good crowd.
So as you can tell, that Ragnar's home tonight taking care of kids, but I'm back at her tomorrow.
That's how it usually goes.
All right. Has Austin been out hunting at all?
Only the opening night with me, but he's been having to do the roundup, so he can't stay at Chad.
Yeah,
Joel.
Well, the roundup's at night. You hunt during the day, though. Come on.
That's right, but at least he's got his priorities going. He's keeping this going for you guys.
That's right. You are exactly right. All right, Ragnar, good to hear from you. Thank you for the call.
Keep us updated about tomorrow.
And being a Viking fan, I love the moniker. We got a couple of emails, a lot of emails in already. Austin, what do you got there?
Well, let's see. We've got an email from Camp Shoot the Moon. It's the end of the season for them with nothing hanging on the bug pole. They've enjoyed the program and say to keep up the great work. Yupper Lager and Happy Hinder.
All right, we'll do what we can. I can't guarantee anything.
No guarantees here at the Deer Hunter Roundup.
Never.
Another update. Jump River Hunt Camp checking in from the Catawba area. Slow today, no deer seen, staying hopeful for tomorrow. Good luck to all the hunters out there, and thanks for a great show. Shout out to No Hides for Heroes at Ross's and Phillips.
All right. Drop off your deer hide at Ross's Sports Shop. It goes for the veterans.
Yes.
There you go. All right.
I have to make sure to enunciate this name. Yes. Grasshole checking in last time from Club Gitmore, Iron County. Lots of deer moving last night, nothing today. Shout out to Log Creek Lodge at Oxbow if anyone's left there. Love the show. Already looking forward to next year.
All right. Our final keyword to win via the Civic Media app is tonight. And the keyword is Essential. ESSEMTIAL. Essential Shooting Supplies is a sponsor of the Deer Hunters Roundup. So Essential. ESSENTIAL. All right. Those of you who struggle with spelling, you're not going to win. Everybody else, go ahead and give it a shot. ESSENTIAL.
You should have autocorrect because you're going through the free Civic Media mobile app.
There you go. You got to have that Civic Media app on your phone. It is free, Android or iPhone. Click on 98Q. Text the word essential. We have a $150 prize tonight. $50 to Lena's, $50 to our $50 hoodie. Deer Hunter's Roundup hoodie available at 98qcountry.com. $25 to Ron Ernst Lumber, $25 to Bader's Sports Center. So if you entered our previous days and you did not receive a text saying that you are a winner, that means you're a loser. You keep trying. You didn't win. They're more politically correct. And you're still eligible to go ahead and give it a shot. So shoot us the keyword essential sometime before midnight tonight to be in for that drawing. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
We got the old buck tonight.
Hey, the old buck. How we doing there, old buck? All right. By the way, hang on. Before you do that, you can check out the YouTube feed later if you want to. But I am wearing tonight. I am unveiling. People think that I'm some kind of a. What kind of a club is this?
This ain't that kind of show.
But ladies and gentlemen, there. I got to move the microphone here. There we go. Camp Toothless Beaver T-shirt with my name right up here too. Look at that, right up there. How many years ago was that, Orv, that you and your bride gave that to me?
Probably about 10, 12 at least.
At least, yeah. So thank you for that. I've been waiting for the appropriate moment and video via YouTube. This is the perfect time. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You can see that shirt on the YouTube stream.
All right. What's going on out there, old buck?
Well, it was cold, windy, and nasty, but it's amazing how quickly you can warm up when you start dressing out of spite.
That's right. Layer up, baby, right?
Right. It was nasty, but that little spike warmed me up today.
You got a little spike, you say, huh?
Yeah, it's about time. I figured today was the day. If it's brown, it's down.
Put a little venison in the freezer there, huh? Decent, big enough to put in the freezer for you, huh?
Oh, yeah, enough to make some nice sausage and have a couple of hamburgers.
Yeah, nicely done. Nicely done. That always warms up the hunt. How hard did you have to work to get that thing out of the woods? And was your son, Al, any help at all?
Oh, yeah. He was goofing off, but I only had about a 50-yard drag, so it was no big problem.
Well, I'm going to say good things about him because he brought in some of the venison sausage to us here on a plate just a little bit ago. So I got to say nice things about him tonight, Orb.
Oh, no. Well, you might have to. I don't.
Exactly.
Okay, it's going to be cold enough tomorrow. I'm just going to put my feet up and watch football.
Well, that's a good idea. It sounds like you worked hard today, Orv. Congratulations on the deer and the harvest.
I'll do that and listen to the roundup.
All right. Absolutely. Perfect. Thank you, Orv. Appreciate the call. 715-744-1006. It's all about your calls. Who's the round? You're on the roundup. Who's this? Who is this?
Hi, this is Stephanie Bonus. I'm just calling in for both of our kids. We have Isabel Bonus. She's 16. She got an 8-pointer that weighed 180 pounds. And Weston Bonus is 11, and he got an 8-pointer that weighs 140 pounds.
Wow, fantastic. So Weston, and what was your first kid's name? I'm sorry.
Isabel.
Okay. All right. I wrote it wrong here. Okay. So it's been a good year for you.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. So are you done hunting now? Is that good? Just going to call her good?
I'm hunting tomorrow with our youngest daughter. She's 9. Hopefully she'll get her tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Wonderful year of hunting. Fantastic, Stephanie. Thank you. We'll put the kids' names in for the youth gun drawing. All right.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much.
All right, Stephanie, thank you. Those of you listening at WIRI 105.5 in Nacoosa, we welcome you in again this year. We've been simulcasting it there all week long. We'll continue tonight till 8, tomorrow night from 6 to 8, 101.1.
Absolutely.
WHSM in Hayward, and the 98Q YouTube feed is approaching 2,000 views on there already. We haven't quite figured out why, but it is approaching 2,000 views on there already.
Apparently someone on the internet likes us.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to take a peek into the studio and see what these characters look like here. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Who's this character?
Hey, Mr. Janicek. How are you there, buddy?
Yeah.
Camp long shot?
No shots, though.
Still nothing for you, huh?
No. Them little snakes and them little squirrels and the little chickmunks, that's it.
Snakes? What kind of snakes you got out there?
Them turkeys.
Oh, them turkeys, I was going to say. You got a little bit of snow out there, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, two or 3 inches in Phillips around there?
Probably not quite an inch. Probably it's just the dusting here and there.
Yeah, enough to make the vision a little bit better in the woods, right?
Yeah, visibility is better. You can see.
Yeah, at least you're not up in Ironwood Hurley. They got like 15 inches, I guess, up in that area.
And they can have her.
They got a lot of snow to trudge through up there, yeah. All right. So.
Yeah, but they can sure hear you when you walk around, though.
Still a little crunching probably from those leaves underneath that snow, yeah.
There's a bit.
Well, thank you. Is there going to be calling tomorrow night or not?
Yeah, we'll call in for the first half hour, 45 minutes, and then we'll do all the prizes after that.
Okay.
All right, that sound good?
Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
All right, Mr. Janicek, thank you very much. Couple more emails here, Austin. You want to dig into a few more?
Oh, yeah, we've been getting a steady flow of them.
Yeah, wcqm@civicmedia.us is the email.
Well, this is an odd camper to start on after my last little statement there, but Camp Menopause.
All right.
Another very quiet Saturday morning around camp. This cold weather sure has dampened their ambition. They saw some does and fawns scamper in the fields at daylight. Only buck they've seen all season is the one they saw today in town as they ran for supplies in the back of an older gentleman's pickup truck. It was a nice buck. Brief visit from Rocket, Ms. B, and Bear Hug. And as always, they thank us for the fantastic show. Stay warm and hunt hard. Hard to believe the season's almost over. Not a single deer hanging on the pole. Shout out to Cowboy at Camp Stands Alone. From the ladies at Camp Menopause, sleepy, itchy, witchy, crabby, and bloated. Got a happy Thanksgiving to us from Dakota, and they'd like to give a shout out to Camp Bush and Camp Lean-To.
All right.
Wonderful update.
All right.
Let's see here. This is a shout out to Grandma and Grandpa at the Hairy Eyeball Camp in Lugerville from Ken in Superior / Tony, Wisconsin. Also, any Zimmers in Big Falls know the whack jobs at the After Hours Lodge near Brule. Last but not least, Youper Bill hunting for spring in Ironwood.
What was that? The whack jobs at where? What was that again?
Hey, they called them whack jobs, capital W.
All right. Capital W.
They've enjoyed the show for 50 years or so.
All right. I think people are going to watch back to the YouTube video of this in the months to come and see the expressions on the radio guy's face.
It is weird actually remembering. People see us now.
Not realizing after 38 years in radio that whatever expression I make during a call, people now can see.
They can see it's like someone calls in. They can see that look of dissatisfaction on your face.
Well, it's
trying not to fall asleep.
Whatever it is, it's real. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Merlin from the Nut Hut.
Hey, Merlin. How you doing out there, Merlin?
Pretty good.
All right.
I went hunting this forenoon. I didn't see anything, so I packed up and headed in their home.
You're out of there, huh? You're done.
I'm done up there. Tomorrow I'm going to try it around central Wisconsin down here.
Mm. All right. Okay. All right. You didn't hit anything on the way to it, huh?
What's that?
You didn't get anything with the car on the way back down, huh? Or maybe,
no.
It's usually what happens. You spend a whole week hunting, then you get in the car and you put one right on the grill.
Yeah, that's how it goes. The deer are all over the roads.
That. Yeah. All right, Merlin. We thank you, as always, for updating us. Go get them down in the central part tomorrow.
Thank you, guys, for the good show, and thank all the sponsors also.
All right. Appreciate it.
I'll try and get in tomorrow and give you my report.
All right. Appreciate it very much. You're on the roundup. Who is this?
Hi. My name is Maximus, and we're at Camp Big Bowlus.
Camp Big Bowlus. Say that again.
Bowlus.
Big Bowlus. Okay. We're
good.
Whereabouts are you guys hunting there?
Butternut.
Near Butternut. Camp Big Bowlus, Maximus, right?
Yep.
All right. What's going on there?
We were hunting this morning, and we're tracking a deer that I shot last night.
Okay.
And it's still running.
It's still running. You never got it. You're trying to find a nice way to say you didn't get it, huh?
Yeah.
Did you get a shot at it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it a tough shot? Or what would you label percentage-wise your chances of getting it on that shot?
Yeah. It hit a tree, and then it kind of ricocheted.
The bullet or the deer?
Yes.
The bullet hit the tree.
Okay.
And it hit the deer.
Yeah, the bullet hit the tree. All right. Ready? That's what it that sounded like.
Live audio feed there.
I didn't know who was ricocheting off who. It sounded like a pinball machine. All right. So the deer is still there, but are you going to go after it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not, huh? All right, Maximus. We'll put you in for the youth hunt. Thank you for the call from Camp Big Bullet.
Yeah. Woo!
Woo! I like the good enthusiasm. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, Joel, it's Jimbo, Camp Galilee.
Camp Galilee. All right, Jimbo, what's up? What's up?
Love it, love it. not much to report today. Same thing as last night. A couple guys seen deer, and too dark to see what they were.
Mm-hmm. But you got some. You got cameras out there too, Jimbo?
Yeah, and. The last time I hunted was Wednesday night or Wednesday evening when I sat, and when I went to, I took down my deer stand and everything today and packed up, and didn't have the camera turned up. I don't know what's coming in there the last few days.
You know what was coming. Maybe you didn't want to know. Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought. I said, this is probably for the best.
Yeah, it was probably Sasquatch. I'm sure it was Sasquatch. It would have been a fuzzy picture, but it probably was Sasquatch. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. So, all right.
Yeah, for the full year.
Yeah. It's
only one deer Hagen. So.
Okay.
Seems like it's been a rough season for everybody.
Yeah, that's the way it sounds like on here. But
it's
always next year.
I mean, it kind of sounds like there's a lot of feast or famine. We got a lot of groups that got a lot of deer. And I don't know if that's because the wolves are pushing the deer to certain areas. I don't know why. I'm not a deerologist.
Southern Price County, there was a lot lockdown there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, Lugerville, they like to go to Lugerville.
Right.
I guess that's not Southern Price, but close enough. All right. All right, Jimbo. Good to hear from you.
You betcha. Thank you much. We'll talk to you next year.
Thank you. Can you look that up, Austin? What's a person who's an expert on deer? What are they?
Oh, well, let's see here.
Is it a deer owl? Is a fauninator, a buck? Buckrabologist, a rutomaniac. Well, he looks. I'll take this call. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is the tracker.
Hey, the track. Oh, the famous tracker, not just the tracker. How we doing?
I know about the famous tracker.
Yeah. So tell us of an adventure of your. Were you able to track this year at all?
Yes, we have been. We're camp nomads. We're nomadic, so we pop up here and there. You never know where. But
yeah,
we started the season in the UP of Michigan over by Marquette.
Okay.
And opening weekend, we didn't have snow, but we both got bucks on bare ground.
Okay. All right. You're about able. How long did that track?
Yep.
Did you have to track it, or how long did it take?
Well, it was a still hunt around some cuts. Both of us were hunting some cuts, and, the deer came to us, basically.
Okay. All right.
And, fortunate enough, I think I shot mine at 10 yards away, it was.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I got real close. Came up, walked right up to me, basically.
Oh, really? All right.
Okay. But then we spent some time in the Minocqua area on the snow they got there. I missed a buck on Thanksgiving Day. Wasn't tracking it, but ended up having the deer spook, and it ran to me and missed an easy one, but a little bit chaotic at that moment.
Yeah.
And then today we were up in Bayfield,
wow.
Bayfield County, just west of Washburn. And, boy, we got probably 6 inches of snow during the day up there, lake effect snow. So it was a good day up there, too. Followed one all day.
Okay. Now, last year, we didn't have any snow, so you went, where, out east, was it last year, to do a track?
Yes, we went to Maine last year.
Yeah, Maine. I remember that last year you said that. So what's the farthest, for those listening for the first time, you guys, experts in tracking deer, what's the farthest, miles-wise, that you have tracked a deer?
Well, today we were close to 8 miles on the deer we followed.
All right.
And, it's harder on days when you can't find a track, because then you put on more miles. I think the most I've walked in a day is 14.
Okay.
Just looking, yeah.
So what's your criteria when you see the prints in the snow or the leaves or whatever? What's your criteria to say, okay, let's track this one?
Yep. So today it was kind of hard with the deeper snow. You couldn't really tell size. But when you're looking for a track, if you can see a print, it's got to be a 30-06 shell wide and a 30-06 shell long. Okay. You can usually see the dew claws that are as wide as the hoof print behind it, and that tells you that it's a heavy deer. And then when they're walking, you're wanting to see a stagger between the tracks side to side of at least 10 inches. That tells you they got a wide chest, you know, because they're not stepping right in line like does step right in line.
Okay.
And then the track should be two boots apart, you know, two boot lengths between them. Okay. So that tells you it's a longer deer. So, yeah, there's a few things you look for.
Interesting. And do you have to have snow to track a deer?
In Michigan, I couldn't really track anything, but you could definitely see on the wet leaves that the imprints on the ground, you know, they were sinking in. So you can sort of bare ground track if you have the right conditions.
Yeah.
It's got to be wet.
Very interesting. Well, it sounds like this is a rare year where the deer came to you, Tracker. You got a couple that got pretty close to you right away.
Yes, it did. It was good. We're fortunate because Wisconsin, we followed some around, but we haven't been able to get close enough to finish the deal.
Yeah, and I suppose you got to make sure you're in the right area, too, because tracking onto private land and stuff like that, is there issues with that?
Usually not. But we only go to areas where there's big country, you know, big woods.
That
Bayfield area is like that. There's big tracks in the state forest around Minocqua that we like to go to.
Yeah.
UP, where we were in the UP, is all industrial forest. So you have to have big woods to do that style of hunting.
So if someone wanted to take up what you do, tracking style, what would you suggest to them, like maybe somewhere online or whatever, or the process of starting to get educated on how to do that?
Yep. A lot of the guys that do it successfully, we've learned from, are on the East Coast, Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire. And I would say one of the guys I've read his books and looked to is Hal Blood. He's out of Maine, Jackson, Maine.
Okay.
And his website is called Big Woods Bucks, and that's a good one to get started with.
Yeah.
He's got lots of podcasts and videos.
Big Woods Bucks, and I'm sure there's some good YouTube videos out there, too, to get people information on that. All right, Tracker, we always appreciate your call each year on your adventures. It's always interesting to hear where you've been. Not quite as good as last year when you went to Maine, but we'll take the 8 mile stalking this year, all right?
yep. It's always good adventures, and you get some good exercise, too, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
One shout out to the Clear Lake Bushwhackers.
The Clear Lake Bushwhackers. All right, Tracker. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good show, you guys. Keep it up.
You bet. Camp Nomad. If Tracker was to show up in a court of law in the world of deer, he would be he'd be in jail for stalking. I mean, 8 miles. He was after him. I mean, he won't
quit. That is dedication right there.
He won't quit. It's very interesting, the stories that he's told us over the years. Very cool. More of the Deer Hunters Roundup coming up. Hold on here.
Want a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut Lake? Big G here, and this is the perfect spot after a day in the woods. Starting Tuesday, enjoy chicken and pork dumplings. Wednesday, pasta night. And Thursday brings German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. Weekends feature all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m. Prime rib Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday. Book your winter cabin getaways at lenasnorthernpines.net and visit them in Butternut or at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Bader Sports Center would like to welcome all hunters to Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods for the 2024 gun season. Bader's invites you to stop in for all hunting necessities. They have a great selection of scents and attractants from Purefection, Wildlife Research, and Gone Wild, as well as deer corn and apples. They've also got seasonings and rubs for the home chef from High Mountain and Hunt Chef. Bader's also has a Deer Hunter Widow sale during the gun season. Big savings on Stormy Cromer apparel, as well as ladies' lacrosse and Danner boots, shoes, and sandals. All this and more at Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Hunters and hometown folks, gear up with Winter Cooperative on Main Street in Winter, Wisconsin. Hometown proud and here for you. They've got it from groceries to hardware and everything in between. Need a hammer, a loaf of bread, or maybe some warm apparel? They've got you covered with a huge store featuring full hardware ink section. Winter Cooperative is your one-stop shop for all your needs. Stop by today and experience the friendly service that keeps winter going strong.
Visit the Big Dipper Bar, a historic log cabin dining experience just 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road. Accessible year-round by road, ATV, or snowmobile. The Big Dipper Bar is open Thursday to Sunday with music every weekend. Enjoy Angry Walleye Bites on Fridays and try the Colossal BLT or the best pizza around every day. It's a ripper at the Dipper this deer season. Find the Big Dipper Bar on Shady Knoll Road and find them on Facebook for frequent updates.
The hunt for the perfect gift starts at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Join us for Shop Local, a passport shopping event running November 29th through December 19th. Get your passport card stamped at participating businesses for your chance to win our grand prize basket valued over $200. Visit parkfalls.com or our Facebook page for full details. Remember, your dollars have a big impact when you shop local this holiday season.
Indulge in premium meats at Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We specialize in processing whole deer to your exact specifications, offering after-hours drop-off for your convenience. Travis will craft mouth-watering venison sausage and snack sticks. Savor the finest local beef, pork, chicken, and lamb alongside our delicious homemade brats. Visit us Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and elevate your culinary experience with our quality cuts. Trust Heritage Meats for exceptional service and top-tier meats tailored just for you. Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We're pleased to meet you with meat to please you.
Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin, a veteran-owned business, invites you to explore a trusted source for all your firearm needs. With extensive knowledge and a friendly staff, they offer new and used guns, ammo, shooting supplies, and expert gunsmithing services. Conveniently located just half a mile east of Highway 13 and Highway 182, Essential Shooting Supplies is your go-to destination. Visit them in person or online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com to experience their commitment to quality and service firsthand. Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, listen up! J&A Services Marine and Power Sports in Park Falls, Wisconsin has it all! Visit our massive showroom on Highway 182 stocked with fly and climb snowmobile gear, helmets, goggles, and everything for your marine and snowmobile adventures. Check out hunting blinds, ice augers, dirt bikes, youth ATVs, and pre-owned sleds. Owner Brenda brings expert service and all equipment. Call 414-902-0449 today. J&A Services, your outdoor gear headquarters!
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Does your vehicle need service and can't afford to miss the turkey pointer? Call Medford Motors Mobile Service. We come right to you and service all makes and models. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652.
Hunting for a bank who is always moving forward with expanded mobile and online banking services in your neighborhood? Ford Bank in Park Falls and Phillips is that bank. With a team of caring and responsive leaders who will provide the best rates to meet your needs, whether shopping for a home, a vehicle, or maybe just that beautiful piece of property for hunting. Stop in at Ford Bank or apply online at www.fordbank.com. Be safe and best of luck, hunters, from the entire team at Ford Bank in Park Falls and Phillips.
Barocca's Wreaths 25th Annual Christmas Open House is coming up November 29th through December 1st. They've got swag, garland, kissing balls, crosses, candy canes, and special orders are welcome. Barocca's Wreaths, 3 miles east of Fifield on Highway 70. Look for the signs.
Your live calls continue right up until 8 o'clock, the nine-day gun deer season wrapping up tomorrow, of course. One final day of hunting. Joel here. Austin is with me here. Kind of a slim crew tonight, but we're making it work. We got some more emails coming in. WCQM at civicmedia.us. What do
and
you got?
I have some information on that deer professional you were asking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
I haven't found a specific title, but if you're looking to become a deer professional, probably stopping by the Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology at UW-Madison would be it.
All right. I'm a rutologist. I think I'm going to leave it at that.
You may have to talk to Dr. Deer, though. I did find somebody that goes by that name who's apparently been around for 40 years.
Just self-appointed, huh? One of those.
I guess he's
things.
Good.
Dr. Deer. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Well, you got the old granny.
The old.
Or the hairy eyeball cam.
The old granny. Hey, how you doing, old granny? How you doing?
Well, they woke me up and they told me, You gotta come out. You gotta do this.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, usually we hear from you quite a few times. But,
big projects we're working on, so it's like you sit here. They're getting a deer, though, and we're seeing the deer.
Okay.
So those are all positive. But I've been cooking and clean. What does an old granny do? They cook, they clean, they feed the kids' butts.
Yeah.
You know.
You're staying busy.
So we're here. My good buddy from Superior called. He's the one that woke me up.
All right. Good.
And that
good job.
Made me feel real good in my heart.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
nice.
A shout out to Ken. A shout out to the Fuzz Nuts, which we haven't heard them. We got to wake them up. We're all here in Lugerville. And we're with him.
All right.
So he's got to wake up and call us and say Heidi Ho.
Oh, Heidi Ho. Oh,
yeah.
Right.
And then we got to talk about the kids down in Hawkins, and they're shooting them there and seeing them.
Yeah.
You know what? They're not everywhere, but you got to look a little bit. So,
yeah,
but they've been doing good bow season. Now we're going to the end here, so but everybody's happy and there's venison around.
All right. There's food on the table and the house is clean.
Yeah, but you know what?
Mm.
I heard I'm on that YouTube thing now.
Oh, you're on? Yeah, you're on right now.
Holy cow. Do I got to put on the lipstick and
rouge? Well, yeah, you might want to snazzy up a little bit there, old granny.
It's happening. No.
Well,
it's happening. No.
Well, we haven't found a way to get you on the YouTube yet, but we are in studio anyway. But your voice.
Yeah, well,
your voice is.
You don't want to get me on there. No. I'm fine in the two-holer, and we're all good here.
All right, old granny.
Okay.
Good to hear from you.
Good to hear, you know, talk to everybody. All my heart goes out to everyone out there, and we'll have a good season, and everybody will go into the new year, and we'll work till next year.
You betcha. All right. Thank you so much for the update. Thank you, old granny from Camp Hairy Eyeball. She has been a longtime caller here to the Roundup. Too busy cooking and cleaning, though. I mean,
yeah, that's how it goes some years.
What are you going to do? A couple emails here that have come in. WCQM@civicmedia.us.
Yeah, just a couple.
Take it away.
YouTube stream can see just how many.
Take it away.
Let's see here. We've got an update from Camp Ditch Pickle. Nothing on the meat pole yet, but they've seen a few does. They didn't get to listen last night as it was Thanksgiving dinner for them. They love the pictures and say we're doing a great job. Let's see here. Yogi and Boo Boo doing a great job. That cracked them up when the caller said that.
Ditch Pickle. Okay. Mm-hmm.
They say safe travels to all the hunters heading home. Tom from Camp Ditch Pickle.
All right. Very good.
Let's see here. Rotted Bay Lodge and Eatery, only two deer on the meat pole, a spiker and a doe. They've seen plenty of does and fawns, bucks on the camera at night. 0 degrees here this morning. I would never be out there. Shout out to the Sheboygan boys. Stay thirsty and hope Pat's doing better. The Flambeau River is starting to freeze over. I have noticed that. Everybody stay safe. They've got one more stand. They forgot to mention the Virgin Stand, if you figure it out. They enjoy the show.
All right. Thank you, Rotted Bay Lodge. All right.
See, deer report. This doesn't have a name. It's from Sam, though. Says Austin got his first deer, nice sized nub buck. I wasn't aware I got a deer.
Okay, all right.
Different Austin, I assume, here. You know.
All right.
For us at Camp Belly Acres today, ended a successful and fun deer season. In all, Granson got a deer, Packers won a couple of games, beer stayed cold, and they've got a lot of great memories to think back on. They thank us and the awesome sponsors for putting this on.
Yeah, not too often get two Packer victories during a hunting season.
No.
That's pretty good. You are on the Roundup. Who is this? Hello, who's this? A little closer to the phone. All right. Who's this? All right. We're going to have to let you go there. Get a little closer to the phone there. You are on the Roundup. Who's this?
This is Reagan Thomas from Racine. I want to give a shout out to the Bug Man, my grandpa.
Your grandpa? All right. What town are you calling from?
Racine.
Okay.
Mm.
All right.
Been there.
So what's Grandpa Bugman like when you visit him?
Nice.
Yeah, very nice, huh? Mm-hmm. Does he give you treats?
Sometimes.
Does he put money in your pocket?
No, not really.
Well, we'll have to talk to him about that. Well, slip you a couple bucks there. All right. So what's you got any snow down there in Racine?
A little bit, huh?
All right. You looking forward to Christmas?
Yeah.
All right. What's the number one thing on your Christmas list?
I don't really know.
All right. It's pretty early yet, so you're good. You got time to figure that out. All right. Well, thank you. It was an honor to talk to the Bugman's granddaughter. Indeed. Thank you for the call.
Have a good afternoon.
You too. Likewise. That's awesome. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, Camp G-Spot. Hell yeah. How are we doing? We're
gonna... All righty, Joe. I'm going to tell you.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to have a first at the camp tomorrow.
A first. And what's that?
I'm going to shoot a buck on the last day of season.
That's never happened before, huh?
I've never done it. I sat in the stand today, and I was like, I have never shot a deer on the first day or the last day of deer hunting.
All right. All right.
I admire the confidence.
It's going to be a first tomorrow. I'm going for it.
All right. All right. It's going to be cold. The deer, when it gets this cold, do the deer hunker down or they move around?
Joel, they've been hunkered down the whole time I've been here. They have to get up sooner or later.
They got to get up and use the bathroom or something,
look,
don't they?
That's what I'm talking about. My grandpa always told me, he said, hey, look, even if it's raining out, if it's really nasty, he said, just look, they got to stand up and go to the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Have you been seeing anything? Is there any optimism that there's one close to you there?
Optimism is dwindling minute by minute.
All right.
I'm listening to the Deer Hunters Roundup, and I'm like, I'm going to get energetic. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
All right. Positivity. But, positivity.
No, that's what it takes. Hey, Joel, I just want to thank you for another great year.
All right.
I probably won't talk to you till next. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know. Like, probably not. But I am giving her tomorrow, and I think it's going to happen. I really do, because I have to put that on the calendar. The last day of deer hunting, I got a deer. Then I can put it right in the bank.
Exactly. Exactly right. All right. So when somebody asks us later tonight, they say, is Camp G-Spot going to get a deer on the final day? We will all say in unison,
hell
oh, yeah. That's right, sir. All right.
Talk to you later.
Appreciate your call. Thank you. Who's on the line here? Who do we got in the roundup?
Hello, this is Buckshot from Camp Schmierstick.
Hey, Buckshot, how are we doing out there tonight?
We're doing good. We're doing good.
Give us some good news today.
Well, my niece's boyfriend shot an 11-point buck, Jack Kowicki, in the Phillips area.
Wow.
Today? Today?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think so.
So clearly there's deer somewhere. Well, maybe not anymore. Right.
Fantastic. 11-pointer.
Like nice.
Congratulate Noah Stasek on a nice 8-point buck early in the season. And Elizabeth from Camp Schmierstick shot a nice 8-point. And Sawyer from Moore Buck down on the Morner Road shot a 9-point with a 19-inch inside spread.
So they're out there. They're out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very nice. Sounds like a good season for your area there. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Buckshot. Thank you for the good news. We asked for it. We got it.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you for the call, Camp Schmierstick, Buckshot. We got to get another break in. More on the roundup and your calls at 715-744-1006.
Hungry for a great hometown meal? Head to Jen's Butternut Cafe. Find a menu filled with delicious breakfast, tasty lunch and dinner choices, and awesome daily specials. Pork and Dumplings is on Wednesday, but they're open at 6 a.m. every day. Jen's Butternut Cafe on Highway 13 in Butternut.
Good luck this season while you're after the 30-pointer. If you find yourself in pursuit of your own piece of land, or you're looking for a home in the area, or maybe you're ready to sell, reach to Northwoods Realty. We are the area's largest all-encompassing brokerage. Top-notch communication all the way while hunting for the perfect property, sealing the deal, then providing management services should you turn your purchase into a rental investment. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered flurries and mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 5 to 10 above. For the afternoon, more clouds and a chance of flurries again, highs to the mid-20s. Temps warm a little more through the 20s to start early next week, still some flurries and snow showers. Right now it's 13.
98 Q Country.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Does your vehicle need service and can't afford to miss the 30 pointer? Call Medford Motors Mobile Service. We come right to you and service all makes and models. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652.
Get it done right the first time with CNR Power Sports. Come see Carl in Park Falls, where Ash Street meets the Tuscobia Trail, when your boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or even lawnmower, snowblowers, chainsaws, and all other small engines won't start or run right. From light tune-up to full teardown and engine rebuild, Carl will bring his 30-plus years of experience to every job you bring him. CNR Power Sports is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR brand equipment. Bring all makes and models. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google. Give Carl a call at 608-228-7223. CNR Power Sports, your trusty pit stop for top-notch care.
Hunters, your Northwoods adventure starts at Oxbow Resort in Oxbow, Wisconsin. Just off Highway 70 west on Oxbow Drive, it's the perfect stop after a day in the woods. Known for its legendary Oxbow burger and iconic wood tick races, this hidden gem welcomes hunters and outdoor enthusiasts every day except Tuesday and Wednesday. Located right on the snowmobile trail, they're open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday and Sunday with extended hours until 10 p.m. during hunting week. Refuel, relax, and make Oxbow Resort your hunting headquarters for this season.
Main Street Guns and Knives in Medford is your small town local mom and pop gun shop. Small town, big selection. Over 1,000 new and used firearms in stock at all times. They carry reloading supplies, ammunition, optics, and something you just don't find anywhere. A walk-in humidor for cigar lovers. Main Street Guns and Knives, located on Main Street in downtown Medford.
And we thank you for tuning in to the Deer Hunters Roundup. It's 2 hours of phone calls from deer hunters all around Wisconsin. And we're also not only on 98Q WCQM Park Falls, on 101.1 WHSM in Hayward, 105.5 WIRI Nakusa. If you're from those parts and you enjoy the show, let us know. This is the first time we've ever had the show outside of northern Wisconsin, outside of the Park Falls area. You can also check us out on the 98Q YouTube channel. A lot of people checking out the in-studio feed. You can also hear all of the audio most of the time, unless the host of the show randomly just turns buttons off, which can happen sometimes. But most of it is on there at the 98Q YouTube page. Hit subscribe, as we'll be doing some more YouTube stuff in the future. And thank you to our title sponsors helping to bring us the roundup. We've got a lot of sponsors. The title ones include Lena's Northern Pines Resort, Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Northwoods Realty, Bader's Sports Center, and Essential Shooting Supplies. And our big buck sponsors are Nemeth Implement and Heritage Meats, along with Seed and Feed. We will salute our spiked buck sponsors a little bit later on here. More of your calls. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Little Ducklings from Camp Who Gives a Quack.
Camp Who Gives a Quack, Little Ducklings. And where do you hunt?
Tomahawk.
Oh, Tomahawk. All right. Very good. Give us a good report from Tomahawk.
Harrison Hills.
Okay. All right. Anybody get any deer down there?
What'd you say? I don't know what this.
Anybody get any deer out there?
How about Duck Hunter? Took me out today and we saw nothing.
You saw nothing. All right. How long is this your first year hunting?
When my dad took me out 2 weeks ago, I saw a bear.
You saw a bear? How big was it? Huge?
Teenage.
So it was, all right, you saw a bear. All right. We're going to let you go because I have a feeling that Camp Little Ducklings isn't responding to any of my questions. So just when you younger guys call in, just talk to us, all right? Just talk to us. We're good.
Bite
yeah,
much.
Camp Little Ducklings. We'll put you in for the youth hunt, but good to have Tomahawk checking in. We appreciate you guys. You are on the roundup. Hello.
Hi, this is Renna calling from Flying Duckman Camp.
Hey, Renna, you're becoming a regular. How are you tonight?
Good.
Good. Give us some good news from the Flying Dutchman Camp.
We didn't see anything.
You didn't see anything today. All right.
Yeah.
What did you have for lunch today?
Sauerkraut and brats.
Sauerkraut and brats. All right. So what did you have for supper tonight, Renna?
Hot beef.
Hot beef. All right. Sounds like a good day. Are you hunting tomorrow, Renna?
No.
How cold? Was it cold out there for you, or are you tough? Can you handle all that cold weather?
I can handle it, but I don't really like it.
No, exactly. That's a good philosophy for hunting, Renna. All right. Well, good luck out there tomorrow. We'll put you in for the youth gun drawing. Thank you for calling, Renna.
Okay, thank you.
Very well spoken from Flying Dutchman no, Camp. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Claire from Porcupine Ranch.
Hey, Claire from Porcupine Ranch. How are you?
Good.
All right. Tell us what's happening out there tonight.
We got no deer tonight.
No deer
but tonight. We do have a birthday.
Whose birthday is it?
Rowan.
It's Rowan's birthday tonight. How old is Rowan?
15.
15? All right. Very good. Somebody tickling you there, or are you going to be okay?
No, I'm good.
Okay, all right.
We don't need to send a rescue in?
All right, all right. Yes. Oh, this is the camp that shoots all the porcupines. That's right. We determined that last week. Yeah, they got rid of all the porcupines.
The anti-porcupine ranch.
The anti-porcupine ranch, okay. So no deer today. Are you hunting tomorrow, Claire?
Yes, we're going out tomorrow, and... Yeah.
All right. It was cold out there today, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think we're doing drives tomorrow.
That's a good idea. Keep it moving. All right, Claire. Thank you so much from Porcupine Ranch. Appreciate you taking time to call.
Yep, bye.
Nothing wrong with having a good case of the giggles. More of the emails, wcqm@civicmedia.us. Austin, what do you got there?
Let's see here. We've got Dina from Camp Gunsmoke just west of Fifield. Let me actually move my microphone here. There we go. Today's deer count was the lowest daily so far of the season. Maybe they heard the weather forecast was going to be a balmy 7 degrees warmer tomorrow, so hunker down today.
Yeah, supposed to get in teens tomorrow, I think, at least.
We're hoping so.
Yeah, it was cold today.
The good news, though, so far 1 8-point and 1 9-point buck were taken down this year. The better news, that's 2 more bucks than last year.
All right.
They say good luck to all those hardy hunters giving it one last gun season hunt on Sunday. Camp Gunsmoke signing off. Rock on. Peace out. Dino.
Dino. Camp Gunsmoke.
Right. Let's see. Nothing moving, no shots even. A total of 1 doe and 5 fawns for the season that they saw. 6 days. That makes 44 years up here in the North Country. They've been a listener for as far back as they can remember, and they thank us. Paul and Nicole.
Thank you, Paul and Nicole. 44 years, all right.
This is Bear checking in from Green Acres Hunting Shack, north of Lugerville. Got their first buck today. Nice little spike, dropped him on the spot, no tracking needed. First and only deer this season came in right as they were thinking about coming in for the night.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's some motivation for some hunters.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes some of the best times to be in the woods is right about when that sun starts to go down. I think the deer sometimes move a little bit around. We always see that in town, too. If you see deer in town, right around that sunset time, the deer seem to kind of, for whatever reason, come out and kind of hang around your yards. I think it's probably the same thing in the woods.
Oh, more than likely.
Yeah, you hear about it a lot. Yeah, a couple more emails there, and then we're going to take another break here.
Let's see. We've got Sean from the Kickaboo Teepee in Clam Lake. No deer yet, lots of pine squirrels, and a few grouse hunting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's see. Get rid of that one. Another cold sit at the corner stand. Saw 5 does and 2 fawns. Nothing too exciting at all tonight. They didn't hear any shots around either. Slim picking seems to be the theme this year. Not sure what tomorrow will bring, but hoping for the buck. Let's see. They thank us for the great show and shout out the ladies at Camp Menopause. Over and out from Cowboy at Camp Standalone.
We get over 100 photos on our photo gallery at 98qcountry.com. You see them rotating up there. For those of you on YouTube, in the corner of the screen, oh, there's gray right there. We've got over 100 photos. There are some really nice deer in those also. So be sure to... check out our website. If you can't listen tomorrow night, check out 98qcountry.com next week because we'll be listing all of the prize winners, including our photo contest, to see if you won something.
Absolutely check in because there are too many prizes that go unclaimed yearly.
There's a lot of them. This is the Deer Hunters Roundup on WCQM Park Falls, WIRI Nakusa, WHSM Hayward, and more of your calls, hour 2, coming right up.
Out in the wild, flavor doesn't come easy unless you got Bigfoot barbecue sauce. Crafted by Mike Johnson from his legendary recipe, this sauce is your hunting trip's secret weapon. Whether you like it mild or with a spicy kick, it's the perfect marinade or dip. Find it locally at FIFO Grocery and Smokehouse, Butternut Feed Store, Kayla's Kitchen in Park Falls, Bader Sports Center in Phillips, Homespun in Phillips. Bigfoot barbecue sauce, legendary flavor for every hunter. Bigfoot barbecue sauce, taste the legend!
Deer hunters, set your sights on Shawamigan Home Furnishings, proud to be a title sponsor of the Deer Hunters Roundup. Check out their showrooms filled with a variety of furniture ready to go today. Mattresses with two-sided options, futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, and over 50 recliners in stock. Plus, Up North furniture, bedroom and dining sets, everything available without delay. Visit ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com or see them on Facebook. The hunt for furniture stops at Shawamigan Home Furnishings.